Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada.
The twins. Apadapa. Hat da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh ha.
Hey, Stace.
Yeah, Darce.
Look at this fabric. See this fabric?
It's speaking to us.
You gotta feel
what's
it.
What's it say? It's very sensual.
Yeah, it's sensual, yeah.
Ooh, gotta get sensual. Got snatched with that fabric. Get snatched.
You gotta have a relationship with the relationship with the fabric, Stace. Like a tiger.
Ooh, feel it. You're choking on something. Stop.
Hug. Even the fabric hates me.
We need to go classics. Blacks. No neons.
Yeah, no neons. That's good.
Black cells.
Black cells. Hashtag black cells.
That sounded bad.
This, that's strange.
That's strange.
This, I feel like they're just doing, at this point, they know how to do an impression of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not that.
But it is themselves, though,
it's,
too.
It's genius.
Oh.
This is Darcy and Stacey, season 4, episode 3, Rollerblades and Shade.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Rollerblades and
I
Shade.
I knew for the first time, I think, because I watched it last night.
Ah.
On my TV.
Yo, this is Reality Gaze. We're excited. We're doing something a little different because there's no toe next week.
Because of the Super Bowl.
Because of the...
That's
sports.
That's a TLC holiday.
Sports. So we thought...
Here, I'm going to close the window.
I'll do it. I'm closer. Oh. It's going to be a little later. It's going to be a little later, but we're putting up the video for the intimate portrait for our $15 tier. And so, and we thought that would give our meme queen, our producer Christina, fodder to make Darcy and Stacey shit. So
do this. Ooh, I'm like a dog trying to sit
you
down.
You just turned your ass to the camera and bent over looking for your, just like
ooh,
presented.
You love it. You love it. You're getting intimate with me.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Wow. Just I remember one day you shaded me for wearing sweatpants during our show, like Nike sweatpants.
Because they were gross.
You're just wearing pajama pants.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So that's
but
different.
No, I'm not going outside. It's very different.
No, you said we're going to be on video.
You did I say that?
Yes, you said I should look presentable on video, and you're wearing a t-shirt with a hole in it and pajama pants.
I think this says casual. I think this says cozy. You just look like you walked out of a dumpster. Very different.
Wow.
You just popped out of a dumpster.
You know, that tone. That tone.
That's y'all. I need to say this. I think this is the best season. We're only three
episodes in. This is the best season so far, full stop.
I was going to say since season one.
That was a good season.
Yeah. I feel like when the twins are fighting, it's really good television. But y'all, if you were with us last night on our digital worldwide moment with Mary Payne from Pink Shade, we had such a good time.
It was really fun.
Ryan Bailey was there looking like a snack as usual.
Get off his dick.
Ryan, if you're listening, I apologize for the texts I sent after a couple of more vodkas.
He did finally get his phone number. You've been trying for that for a while.
Yeah.
I just want to say he is.
He thought he could change it three or four times.
He is one of the nicest people in this business.
He is. He really is a lovely person.
Ingrid's wonderful.
Ingrid, Mary Payne's producer, yes.
Yes, is wonderful. Mary Payne, she's fine.
I'm kidding. She is a treasure.
We love Mary Payne.
What are you doing?
I'm getting a little Gerther pastille.
Grethers.
It's Darcy and
timing.
Darcy and Stacy, y'all. So I had to put in a cough drop. Sorry for the mesothelioma.
That's a disease that killed my uncle. Mesothelioma. Misophonia.
Oh, phone. Okay.
Boy, talk about stopping the show dead when I say that's what killed my uncle.
Sorry.
Yeah, maybe be a little kinder. At least I'm not the one who had a fake funeral for his father.
It's true.
The length you went to get away from me.
Thousands spent.
It was a good ruse.
Worth it.
What I was going to say, we had a lot of fun at our Digital Worldwide Moment. You can still, if you missed the Digital Worldwide Moment.
Good point.
I miss saying Digital Worldwide Moment.
Me too.
If you missed the Digital Worldwide Moment last night, if you bought a ticket and you could not see it, it is available on demand until Sunday of next week, I believe.
Una semana. 1 week.
Usama.
That's all you get. And then it'll go away forever. If you didn't go to the after party, then you didn't see Poodle's shoulders.
You get away. You did see my shoulders.
But you can't watch the
now,
after party.
If you did not buy a ticket to the Digital Worldwide Moment, and me talking about this gives you horrible FOMO, you can still buy it.
You can still buy it.
You'll get it on demand.
And y'all, because he is so nice, Ryan Bailey's got his own moment coming on Thursday with actual celebrities.
Although we had
our queen.
Ariana and Jax, I believe.
We had.
Not Jax. Ariana and Tom.
We had Veronica showed up. We want to thank you for her.
90 Day Celebrities. Let's be
also,
honest.
Also,
Queen Darcy.
Darcy showed up. And I love that in the video she sent us, she's like, it's just me. Stacey's out with Florian, like living the town. Just me. So it.
Alone.
It really is. I think kind of the deal is, y'all, it might be buoyed up, but it comes from a source of truth.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
No, there's a part of them that kind of hates one another. That comes from being a twin. Mm-hmm. It comes from being competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fact that both of them resent each other over certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both painfully insecure.
Painfully. Now, this is jumping ahead, but I got to ask. We knew he was coming back. However, what did you do when Florian asked Georgie to be his best man?
I knew it was going to happen.
Oh, I didn't think he was going to be his best man. It made sense.
Yeah.
But I went, gong, gong.
I said, well played.
God, Georgie looks good, too.
He does.
Does he still have the OnlyFans? I need to do research.
I don't think he still has the OnlyFans.
I subscribed to it for a month, but he didn't show anything. Not even
What? Really?
Yes.
How dare people not, when there are hardworking OnlyFans people showing boobs, twat, dick,
the butt brigade, the family Libby's showing their buttholes.
How dare you have an OnlyFans and you don't show anything? How dare you?
You're not
working hard enough.
I think Darcy has one now, but I don't think she shows stuff. I want to see.
You know what it's like? It's kind of like saying, I'm going to...
Off and running.
And they charge more for it. The celebrities. I'm like, if you're going to, that's like saying, going to a, it's like having a lemonade stand and saying, I'm going to give you a shot of lemonade for $10. And there's someone down the street going, I'm going to give you a whole cup of lemonade with my dick in it for $5. It's the same thing.
OnlyFans explained here on Reality Games.
I find it offensive that I can't see naked people. That it, I think everyone on OnlyFans should be obligated to be naked.
Well, you know what? We should make our own website that's called Just Dicks. Just Dicks.
Yeah, you can find me on picklefinder.net.
Yeah, picklefinder.net, piano cap.
Now, where I'm not afraid.
Y'all, they're at Mood Fabrics. Did you want it? I just wish at any time Tim Gunn would have walked in and go,
welcome
time, Darcy and Stacey.
To Mood Fabrics.
Everybody get to the register.
See you in the workroom.
And then, of course, Darcy say, Tim, we're honored. So anyway, y'all.
They're getting snatched with fabric, and they're looking at the fabric to pick out their...
Poor Conrad shows up and they're interviewing him and he's like, it's very difficult working with the twins.
They have lots of different likes and dislikes, and one will like this and then the other, but they're like, they're gonna do leggings, cat suits, urban wear, sporty couture.
Hashtag sporty couture.
I just like leggings, cat suits.
Basically everything they wear, and they're... And their designer, Conrad's like, this is Miami. We should go bold. And y'all, I haven't even been to Miami. You have. But I know that, like, people don't wear black in Miami, right?
No.
It's a very colorful city.
I think people wear...
I mean, they do.
They do. But in general, you see a lot of bold oranges. And, yeah, it's a city like that. Yeah.
Like, Pow. You can tell Pow if Pow and Russ lives in Miami.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes a little too much.
Yeah. So they're like, black sales. And they at one point, the way we end this is
it's kind of smart. I want to say it is smart what they're thinking, in that they are thinking about Miami, but they're thinking about women who watch this show who live in Nebraska.
No, they're going to order. They're crazy like a fox.
No, it's very smart.
They are. They are. They have a weird spidey sense about what they need to do to become popular. They know who their customers are, and it ain't these women in Miami.
Mm-mm.
No, y'all, it's y'all.
It's y'all.
Y'all.
It's us.
Y'all are their customers.
We're the problem. It's us.
Yeah. Y'all.
I have some Darcy and Stacey wear, and I enjoy it.
And they...
I love a baggy sweatshirt, sporty with some slimming tights.
They will never tell you that that's who they're... They're thinking they're... It's couture, blah, blah, blah. It's not couture. We know that. They know that. But it's important for them to project that. But I think they're crazy like a fox in some ways.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with their empire. Y'all... We're going wedding dress shopping.
Ooh.
And I think it's time.
Oh, we're just going to...
We're going to raw dog you.
We're
going to...
Wow. Announcement. Okay.
Think it's time for another episode of Darcy and Stacey Theater.
Good bang.
It already hurts.
I know. That's why they're comfortable. And... action.
So, Darce, ready to go help me shop for my new wedding dress?
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. Really excited for you.
But those faces you're making, don't say that.
No, I wasn't making a face, just got a little...
It's a shame we can't shop for your wedding dress. That's what we're going to do with the twin wedding.
Do we have to keep saying twin wedding over and over and over? But that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, we can... It's not about me, it's about you.
Here's the wedding dress shopper. Oh, we're going to get a wedding dress for who am I? Who are we getting the wedding dress for?
Me. She's not getting married. She was, but she's not anymore. She canceled the wedding, right?
Not for me. Just rolling my eyes. Rolling my eyes.
But you did it on purpose, right?
Just put on the dress, Stacey.
You did
put
it on purpose.
No, put on the dress. Put on the dress. It's fine.
So,
all right. Come out in the dress. Oh, you're coming. Oh. Oh, I want something fitted with a little sparkle. I'm best for a destination wedding in Europe. Destination wedding in Europe.
You look like a cupcake. You look like a cupcake.
Really?
It's coming out off the top. It's coming out on the bottom with your
knob. High low. High low.
It's not high low.
It's high low.
It's too much. It's coming out top. It's coming down on the bottom with your knobby knees. With the knobby knees. Anyway, it's not your dress. It's not your dress.
What about this one?
It's fine. You know, I don't think this is one either. It looks like the dress is wearing you.
That's not nice.
No, I
think I look like a princess.
You lose yourself in it, Stace. You lose into yourself in your dress.
Well, fine.
You need to wear the dress.
How's your thing with the meeting with the matchmaker? How'd that go?
Well, it went to a matchmaker. It's a good thing. We did good. We did an interview.
An interview? What are you doing with an interview?
Yeah, we did an interview. Stace, you got to do an interview with the matchmaker, you know?
I've never been to one. I don't know what that's like. Never had to go.
Yeah, well, some people have to do this, Stacey, and I wish you would support me.
I've never been alone, so.
I took tests. I wish you would. I took a lot of personality tests.
You know, I wish you'd do like what Daddy says. You know, Daddy says, listen, I'm just going to be a mum. Just mum. Mum, this is me being mum.
Okay. So I took the test, and no, I did not get a grade. It's not that type of test, Stace.
Oh, yeah? Really?
It's a test about my personality and be putting myself out there.
So I need to ask you something, Dad.
Yeah. What? What?
Will you be my maid of honor?
Yeah. Why would you?
Why would you even be nervous? I love you so much.
I love you too.
But why would you even question?
You're twin. I don't know.
Between just because I'm putting myself first.
There's been tension.
It annoys me when people put their feelings above my relationship. I'm done. There's no twin ready. It's fine. I'm here for you. Let's move on.
And scene. Y'all.
I kind of thought they were going to have this moment of like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy.
No.
And instead of, I'm so happy you asked me, it was, why wouldn't you think of this? Why do you have a problem with even asking me? Darcy is, she's letting out a lot of anger.
A lot of resentment, yeah. I liked it when she kept having to tell the attendant, I wrote this down, would have been shopping for a dress as well, but I'm not engaged anymore.
Oh, she did say that. She did just completely say,
but
I'm not engaged.
I canceled the wedding.
And
I ended the relationship. She's telling the guy.
That
he's like, okay.
Okay. When Stacey did look at her and Darcy said, oh, I did this interview, I took these tests. And then Stacey said, what grade did you get?
That's right.
What grade? What did you get?
Because I bet I got a better one.
Yeah, because Darcy would be like, I got a B. She would be like, I didn't get an A. Hope that goes out well.
Wow.
This was not everything I dreamt it would be. It was more.
I'll be honest. These scenes with the two of them are just so good. That's why we're able to do them. We only do a little bit more than they do.
Yeah. We don't do much more. We kind of just honestly put ourselves into them.
Yeah.
Because if I went wedding dress shopping, Poodle would tell me all of them looked like trash on me.
Yeah. Well, they would.
Unless he found the one.
You're dumpy and pear-shaped.
Well, yeah. I'd look like a linebacker. Unless he picked it out, then he would like it.
Yeah. That's true. What's
and then as that? I walked out the door, he's like, guess that's as good as it's going to get.
We'll make do with what we have.
Make do with what they have.
We'll patch her up enough and just send her down the aisle.
Just spackle. Roll me down.
So, y'all.
This was supposed to be bonding, and she's ruining it.
Oh, God. Keep going. At one point, they're talking about, Stacey basically said, they were talking about how they need to pay for the wedding, and Stacey's basically saying, well, I guess Florian thought we're going to have a twin wedding.
You need to figure out how to pay for it. That's on you. Yeah. It's on them.
I love this. When they don't have a lot of other obstacles, it becomes they will find something to fight about. And that's my favorite time with Darcy and Stacey. So, y'all, It's mother bonding, mother-daughter bonding day when we're rollerblading.
I'm getting y'all. I'm saying the Carol Burnett of physical comedy of reality TV.
I agree.
I laughed and laughed.
She's really
she
talented.
Skates out on these rollerblades. Darcy does with Aniko and Aspen. She skates out and then she just immediately like grabs her cooch. Like she's afraid something's going to fall out.
And y'all, she's like, Aniko's going through a lot of changes. She's going to prom, graduation. She's going to college in Arizona. I wonder if she's going to ASU.
Oh, I'm
y'all,
sure.
That's a party fucking school.
It's a party school.
She's going to show her titties at like Havasu.
That's what you do.
And I hope she sucks a lot of dicks.
I mean, it's a good school. There's some good, but it's a party. It's a big.
It's a party school.
Because what are you going to do in fucking Vegas?
It's not where ASU is.
Oh, it's in Phoenix, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all hot.
I got to get you an atlas.
Oh, Vegas is in Nevada. I forgot for a second. It's all desert. It blends into me. What's in? Oh, UNLV's in Vegas.
Yes. Also a party school.
Yes. That's what I'm. Yeah.
Most U of are party schools.
True. University of Miami.
I went to University of Michigan, and it's a party school. It's for certain departments, it's not. The music department was not a party school.
No.
And nor is the medical school or the law
University
school.
Of Texas is a good school, but also a party school.
Yeah. I think, where is it? Is it Western Michigan is the one that's more of a party school? I don't know. Who cares? Who gives a fuck?
People from Michigan, but they're not here right now.
Yeah, where are you in the knitting?
So they're rollerblading. She's rolling it. She's like, I feel free.
She also tells Aniko to be smart with her choices.
Balance.
And she says,
first kiss I got was in college.
You're going to have. And she goes, also, my first was,
I did it big.
And then she says, you know how. You break that thing.
You break that thing.
And the girls
and I'm going
are mortified.
And I'm like, your hymen. No. I was. It took me a second. I went, oh, we're talking about your hymen.
It's like, I thought I was getting my period. So they, I guess sex education wasn't a part of the Silva twins.
I think it, well, probably, yeah, when they, but I, it made me laugh and the girls are horrified. But I actually think this is a great thing that Darcy does as a mother because think about, like, she shared, like, that's what happened to me in college.
Yeah.
Like, so now I guarantee you if that happens for Aniko or Aspen or whatever, they'll probably talk to Darcy about it because they know that they can.
I guarantee you those girls have had sex.
I don't know if Aspen has. I don't know.
People have sex really early.
It's true.
These days.
Although
a lot of younger kids aren't having sex.
Yeah.
They're all very prudish.
Not familiar.
I know. Yeah. I was like, I don't even understand that.
Yeah, Boodle's like, what? What's happening?
Someone put on Twitter, they're like saying, I don't know what all this about sex is. I don't like to see it in movies. I don't like to see it in TV. I'd rather just like, if I'm going to have a nice evening at home, it's just going to be me and my girlfriend just holding hands. And I went, boring. True love waits.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to take a commercial and we'll be right back.
Keep waiting.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle? Or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners, we know. know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
We're back.
Wait for mommy. Help.
Help.
So anyway, y'all, it's time. Mike has called Florian to go shopping because he's going to have the big bro talk.
He's going to have the big bro talk. And so they're going to meet. You know what?
Is it? Okay.
I'm going to make you do this.
Okay.
We're going to do the second Darcy and Stacey Reality Gaze Theater.
Florian audition.
Do it big. Clacker, action.
Hello.
Hey, I'll be playing Michael. Hello, he's Florian.
Oh.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Florian? What's up, Florian?
Hello.
Florian, Dorian.
Hello.
Flo. Yo, I'll call you Flo. What's up, Flo? You like
I
that,
don't
Flo?
Like, no.
What? Speak up, Flo.
What are we here for?
Hey, Flo, we're here to look at clothes.
Fine, shoe.
You and I, remember, Flo, you and I, we hang out all the time. We're best friends.
I hate you.
What? No, we're best friends. When's the last time you saw me, Florian? Yeah.
Since we took van across country.
No, that was...
You would never stop talking.
Yeah, you know, Flo. So look, Flo, you know, I don't want to be in your business, Flo, but I'm going to have to tell you, like, you got to get a job, you know. Get a Flo job. What?
Bowser. His Shanana, Bowser.
No.
That's someone from Shanana.
No, I don't. Maybe. So maybe you're a...
Of course it is.
Okay.
It's Bowser from Shanana.
Okay.
He's lead singer. Very popular in Albania.
Maybe this is like Christmas and it's just something y'all do differently
You know, you're acting like a girlfriend. You're acting like her girlfriend. You don't need to be in business.
Flo,
you
Flo.
You don't need to be in business.
You my man,
Flo. You don't need to be in business.
Flo, you my best friend.
Get out of my business. Boom. Done.
You
Boom,
have my heart, done. But I got to protect my girl.
Boom!
You want to hang out next week?
It ain't.
And scene.
This was such a ridiculous scene that just needed to be there with two cartoons.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but having Michael is a good addition to this show.
I would have disagreed with you last season.
I would have too.
But I agree with you this season.
They know how to use him. It's not in the Darcy and Stacey stuff. It's like, how do we have him be a foil for Florian now that Georgie's gone?
But it's so weird because he's such a cartoon. And every time he says something on camera, I just want to laugh at him.
Yeah, because I don't take him seriously.
Because how can you?
As Georgie said, you listen to someone with blue hair.
With blue hair.
God, Georgie's got a big dick. A big old dick.
Big.
It's like a
lumpy sausage.
Oh, yes.
I will say this. It's not pretty. It's not a pretty penis.
Sometimes the pretty ones, they do
it's
the work
just like
that needs
this
to be done.
Uncut snake.
Mm-hmm. Like something that cleans out the sewage in New York City. Just...
Wow.
That got graphic.
Boop, boop, boop.
Flood. We've got a flood. Whoa.
So, y'all, we're having a... Please. We're having
please.
A...
Please. Please.
We're having a Darcy and Matchmaker session where she's like, I'm looking for how to
Miss
see how
Michelle.
She flirts.
I think this is good. I was just talking about this on Mary Payne. Like... I'm not ready to date yet. I'm single for a hot minute, and I wonder. I think a matchmaker is a good, like, no shame in her. Like, this, because the shit this woman dropped on Darcy was
they're
shit
all,
she needed to hear.
All good things. I wonder if she's going to be able to hear it.
I don't know, because Darcy's like the rest of us, y'all. She's a dick pig.
Yeah, but also she's...
but she is. She's this love addict where she gets in that. And the way Michelle broke it down, she basically said, do you think that, you know, you get with someone and you have this first kind of initial excitement and you just stay there and don't see the red flags?
Yeah, that's it.
She was like, wow. Wow. And then on cue, a guy with abs comes by and she's like, hey. And Michelle goes, fuck.
So then
anyway,
she's like,
I'm jumping ahead.
She's just jumping in and she's like, so how do you flirt? She goes, I like your shirt. Nice glasses.
I'm a terrible flirt.
Yeah, I know. And when you do, it's really obvious and uncomfortable to everyone watching.
Yo, I'm Darcy.
I like your glasses.
You're a good flirt until you have too much to drink. And then
it's
just
messy.
A slut.
And then it's not flirting. It's just absolutely.
It's just sitting your ass on top of their face.
Yeah, you're right there. It's not good. Like, it's not even flirting anymore. It's just dangerously verging on harassment. Like, if I've been drinking, I'm feeling like we're talking, and I'm just like, why don't you come home with me?
Y'all have heard him say that.
My car's right outside.
It's funny because it's true.
Not so pretty. Not so pleasant. I never said it was.
So they're on the park. And Darcy's like, I don't cruise at the park. I'm classy. I'm a high class, but it doesn't hurt. So they're these guys. And so Michelle's like, Darcy, just practice smiling. And so like the guy says to her when she's like, I like your shirt.
When she smiles, she goes.
And he said, I like you. And Darcy's response to that was, oh, you do. And that's where Michelle's like, just calm down. And Darcy said, I'm a restaurant flirter. I'll slide in your DMs. And then she said, I say things like, love your energy. Keep inspiring. Yes. Wink.
Ding.
Even inspiring. The producer went, are you kidding? Now, what do you think of Yoga Guy?
This is obviously someone they...
Y'all, we could do this entire episode as a theater.
Yeah, this is obviously someone who is SAG-affiliated. who would be okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, it's Matt Sharp, non-union.
You're probably right. Yeah.
They don't pay union.
But wanted to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And they found him and asked him if he would participate in this scene. And then there was... So Darcy, she's like, I like your yoga pose. And at one point she went, he's like, thanks. Nothing.
Like, he's giving her nothing back. And then she kind of looks and she's like, I like your smile too.
Nothing. Thanks.
Well, hand on heart. Thank you. His name's Robert. He's boring. And when she says, he never compliments her back. And then finally, I think when she said, you have a nice smile too, he goes, bless you. And then he kind of takes his hand and folds down and goes, namaste.
Namaste.
And Darcy goes, namaste. And you hear birds kind of going,
a lot of birds in this park.
We're uncomfortable.
But y'all, Michelle says, would you go on a date with somebody you met? And she's like, yeah, baby. And then Michelle says, I want you to wow the world.
I want you to wow the world. And she said, she says it great to her. And she says, you stay in the boom, boom mode instead of switching. She's like, but I want you to be a butterfly. And I guarantee you, Darcy walked away going, hashtag butterfly.
Yeah, she's going to.
Hashtag.
That's going to be one of her. That's going to be one of her mantras.
Yeah.
Is be a butterfly.
That's going to be her single.
Butterfly.
Uh-huh.
After Do It Big.
She says, I go off of that love feeling and I'm hopefully putting my trust in her. Hopefully. But they see this other guy and Darcy's like, hello. And he goes by on like fast bicycle. And Darcy says, he was fast and on a mission. Probably a player. And Michelle goes, okay.
We're done here.
I'm going to need more Michelle and Darcy segments.
I would like Michelle to have a series.
Oh, yes.
I would
Matchmaker to 90 Day, and she can you just see her read Tiffany for filth? This is a genius idea.
Yeah, I would.
Because Michelle's got charisma.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think Tiffany would be one of the worst clients.
Oh, Tiffany, like, well, there's rumors that her and Kalani were a spot, so I guess, or her and Asuelu, but Kalani, who, Danielle.
Kalani, I think you could convince Kalani to find a better person. I think.
Nuttily.
There's no winning.
Oh.
No.
Please. I need this show. 90 Day Matchmaker. We need this show.
I think that's a great idea.
You're welcome, Matt Sharp. You're not going to give us a percentage of shit.
No. No, he's not. So, y'all, the next
that's
thing.
That's fine.
Florian says, things going very stress. And he calls Georgie, as we knew he was going to.
Ooh, hot, hot, hot.
It's like I'm trying to get massage clients.
And Florian's been looking for a job.
I need to get a massage.
At one point, he just goes, fuck Michael Benz.
Fuck Michael Benz.
Very, very stressed. And Georgie says, I still don't. Georgie says, how is Darcy? Tell Darcy that I'm still not talking to anyone else.
I still love her and care about her.
I do not believe.
No. Y'all, he's
a player.
He's hot. I thought when they first got together, he's a fuck boy.
Darcy needs to not be with him. Well, he fucked Nick Carter's ex right before he died.
Yeah.
That was not Nick Carter. I'm sorry. Aaron Carter.
Nick Carter's alive.
Some.
Not now.
Allegedly.
You took care of that.
Some sissy just at home was about to fire off a DM to me. Says, you said Nick Carter. Aaron Carter's
don't
ex.
Fuck with sissies and their Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. I have to say, Lance Bass's podcast where he has the Backstreet Boys, I listened to it. It is entertaining.
I'm sure it is. I just find him completely without any charisma at all.
He's better on the because those people have they were in his world.
Yeah,
so they get him to like open up more.
Every time he's ever been on TV, it feels so stilted. And
I don't feel like he brings himself as a host to things. Whereas, like, I think Jonathan Bennett's a really good host.
Yeah,
and he's really. Because those cupcake shows are boring. You'd but be surprised.
He seems so awkward on Real Friends of WeHo. Like he doesn't want to be on the show.
Because he's a host. Yeah. He's not.
Because they asked him to be on it, and he said no.
James is better to be on it.
That show is a wreck.
I haven't watched it yet. I was waiting to see if they pick it for the bye.
They have not.
I think it's going to be the Traitors.
It is going to be the Traitors. Right. Yeah. So I should announce that, I guess.
Oh, are we done? People can still vote, or is the voting closed? I don't know.
You can still vote, but I think the Traitors is going to win.
Oh, is it by a lot?
But y'all, if you have opinions.
So if you want Real Friends of WeHo, or what's the other one?
Real Friends of WeHo or Bling Empire New York.
Because you never announced it on the podcast. You just sent it out.
I didn't. You're
no.
right.
You I'm doing why? Your work for you.
You know why? Yeah. That's it. You know why? I hadn't done it by the time we recorded Toe.
It's not. So those are your options, and it's done.
No, it's not done.
No, you can
but the
still
Traitors
vote.
Is pretty far ahead. The by curious options for January are Bling Empire New York, The Traitors, and Real Friends of WeHo.
And I think WeHo's in third.
It is. But I'm going to have good taste. I'm going to say a little bit about it. Just because people have wondered what I've thought.
Yes. Hey, also, what you reminded me, because we just jumped into it, we do have a couple more announcements this week, is that,
boy,
we're going to be doing our collab with DocuSweeties.
Yes.
We're recording that today. We're going to be talking about Toe and stuff like that. We're going to do a part one on like theirs, part two on us, vice versa, whatever. We're going to be talking about Gunther's Millions. About the dog on Netflix.
That has... $500 million.
That spokesman, come up. There's
a huge penis.
It's a big dick. Yeah,
but
it doesn't work anymore from all the coke he's done.
True. I watched that and gasped every probably 30 seconds with all the reveals.
It is
nutballs.
It's nuts. I thought it was about a dog with money. Not at all.
No. That is part of it.
We're only covering the first episode with DocuSweeties. Yeah. They will be covering all of it. So, yeah. And we'll be talking about Toe because they talk about 90 Day. So we have that coming up. And we got some other collabs coming too. So that recording, we'll let you know when those are going to drop.
So, y'all, back to Darcy and Stacey. Okay. Georgie, he, of course, Florian says, we'll be a best man.
And I just wrote, oh, my God.
And he says, I'll be happy to.
I'll be happy to.
And Darcy's going to lose her mind. So
I then cut to these two women walking, and you hear someone say, I feel like Stacey. Peg Bundy. I
feel like Peg Bundy.
I don't know
why. She's about to fall out of her top.
She's about to fall out of her tits.
I think so. Or maybe it's how she was walking.
Because Stacey can barely walk in these Shop of the Hills. Darcy walks in the shop and falls and goes, oh my God.
She does that dog bark.
Because they're getting juice. You know what?
I think it's time
for another Darcy and Stacey theater.
It's really good juice.
Mm. Oh, God. Hope
it doesn't go that same way going back out.
Yeah. Yikes. It doesn't burn going out. Ooh.
So.
Don't. Yeah.
So. I noticed there's still some tension, Darce, between us. Notice that?
I just, Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Does it bother you?
We both need to agree to treat one another better.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Does it bother you? We're not going through the twin wedding?
No.
Does it bother you at all?
No, it's just, we need to change our tone.
What about our planning tone. The wedding in general? Does it bother you that I'm getting married?
No. Does it bother me at all?
Not at all.
No, that really didn't even want a twin wedding. I was kind of relieved. When I broke it up with Georgie, I was kind of relieved. I was like, relieved.
That's not what I thought.
I was relieved.
Well, whatever.
Because I got rid of him because I can't carry a man on my back anymore.
You're so nasty. So nasty.
What do you mean nasty?
Disrespectful.
What do you mean?
Disrespectful.
Tension. There's tension here. What do you mean?
Disrespectful.
I'm relieved.
Condescending.
I'm relieved. No twin wedding. I'm relieved.
Oh, you know, all
do
the
what talk, you want.
It's all is just like a twin wedding.
Just why are you projecting negativity?
Twin wedding. It's all I hear about. Twin wedding.
Projecting negativity. It's coming at me.
Nasty.
It's coming
just
at me.
Just nasty. Nasty. Babe, nasty.
I'm just saying. Whatever you say, Stace.
Very disrespectful.
Whatever you say, Stacey. Whatever you say.
Very
do you want to continue? You want to continue to be bitchy the way you're being.
You know what? I'm not having you today.
What?
I'm not having you today.
What do you mean?
I'm not dealing with it.
What do you mean?
Disrespectful.
What do you mean?
It's too much.
Wow.
I'm leaving.
What?
That's what? It. I'm walking out.
What?
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh.
Wow. Wow. What a bitch. What a bitch.
Bye-bye. Disrespectful.
Yeah. See you later. What do you think our brother would think about this? What do you think about our brother?
It wasn't supposed to be like this.
I really felt Michael there.
I don't want to be loved.
He would stop us from arguing. Oh, I just farted out juice.
Ooh, it burns.
And scene. Now that's the episode.
That's the episode. That's it.
They are in rare form this season.
So, by far the best episode of this season.
Definitely.
And next week, we're going to see Daddy Silva.
Yep.
It looks like the fighting gets even more. And Darcy's worst fear, her daughter, might get stood up at prom. Because then Darcy will make that all about her. I know what it's like. Remember when mommy was a Munchichi and was called Munchichi?
I know. Remember when mommy was called Munchichi?
Aniko,
I hope you had love.
Y'all, we hope you enjoyed so this intimate portrait.
Yes, intimate I'm sorry portrait. Our wigs aren't blonder. I really was going to do more.
It's uncomfortable.
I like it. It kind of feels like me.
No, I don't.
These are a nicer wig. Don't throw this on the ground.
Why nicer? You mean it costs $20?
That's a show, everybody. All right. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can go to our Instagram, our TikTok.
Kind of looks like a dog.
You know that our producer, Christina, is going to be pumping out the memes. So check our Instagram and TikTok for our Darcy and Stacey memes. Don't ruin that wig. Here. Where's the bag?
I'm not going to put the wig
all right,
up.
I got to go to do wig retrieval. This? We'll see you next week, y'all. Until then, if you're looking for that love of your life or just a really good wig, Poodle, what's the best
you
way to
manifest
get it?
You manifested.
Lord help.
up a mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.